You know, it's a funny thing. Life sometimes throws you curveballs. And I'm sure you've heard the expression before. It's all about what you do with the curveball that you receive. You know, if you're thinking about baseball, you know, a baseball player, a batter, if you will, is standing at the plate. He receives a curveball. He doesn't have to swing at it. You know, he can let it go. It might be a strike, it might be a ball, it might hit him. So you don't necessarily have to swing at a curveball. So maybe you're in a place today where you're feeling like life is throwing curveballs at you. You don't have to swing back. You can, and maybe in some places it's your best interest. For example, if that ball player is standing there and there's, you know, three balls and two strikes. Excuse me. You know, you might feel like, you know, I have to swing because if it's a strike, you know, then I'm going to be out. So I better take a chance and see if I can get a piece of this. You know, and life sometimes is like that. And you can feel like I need to take a swing at this thing and see if I can at least get on base. Now, in life, obviously getting on base could mean a number of different things. I don't know what it would mean for you, but, you know, I sit here today and life obviously is different for me today than it was, say, 3 years ago. 3 years ago, I was obviously 3 years younger. I had a job, a full-time job. I was making okay money. It wasn't great, but it was okay. And today, although I have to say I have enjoyed the past 2 years, today I sit here and obviously I'm looking at retirement in the sense that, you know, there's not a lot of work out there for me. I do have some work. Obviously, I'm keeping somewhat busy, but this particular week there's not a whole lot going on, so I could either decide that I'm going to do something differently, or I could just keep doing what I've been doing and hope for the best. What do you do in life when you face curveballs or when you face situations that are beyond what you expect them to be? You know, something different happens that you haven't seen before. You know, I had no idea that I was going to be laid off the day that I was laid off. You know, I thought for sure, you know, I'm one of the senior members of this team. Obviously, in terms of how many years I'd been there, I thought for sure, you know, I'm going to be okay. I'm going to not be one of the ones that's let go as the company downsizes. But guess what? They did things differently. They eliminated my position and therefore were able to let me go. So I can't say I look back on that day with regret, because I'm glad that I've had the opportunity for these past 2 years, especially through COVID, to be able to be home, to be able to spend more time with my wife, my kids, my dog, and to be able to start a business from home that has been able to provide some income. Not obviously like what I was making before, but some. And I'm doing something that I love. I feel like I provide value to my clients. So it's been good. But when you face things that are outside of the norm, or what you're used to every day, you know, you're used to certain things. You know, everybody's probably has a morning routine. You know, you get up, you maybe like me, I get up, I make the coffee, I take the dog for a walk. You know, there are things you do every day. And there are days that'll come when it's not your normal routine. Something different happens. But the question is, what do you do when something different happens? Most people, you know, have different experiences. Some people will basically feel like, you know, panic mode. You know, I don't know what I'm going to do. This is terrible. I don't know where to go from here. Help. You know, maybe I'll have another drink. You know, maybe I'll just decide to go sit in my room and moan. you know, there are obviously lots of different things you can do, but the question is, what are you going to do when life hands you that kind of situation that you're not expecting, and all of a sudden it's there? What do you do? How do you do something with a curveball, if you will? Well, I want to encourage you today to think about it this way. If you're prepared for that curveball when it comes, then you're going to have a better chance of dealing with it. For me, prior to being laid off, you know, I knew that I wanted to get back to web development. And so I basically had started retraining, taking courses to prepare myself to be able to get into the line of work that I wanted to be in, so that when I retired, I had something to fall back on. And so I had been training, which made it an easy transition. You know, look at your situation today and ask yourself, okay, well, what do I need to do so that when a curveball comes, that I'll have a solution, that I'll know what to do, that I'll know how to step into that pitch and knock it out of the park, maybe, or at least get on base? Think about that, because there are lots of things that happen in life. And if we're ready for them, it won't be as bad than if we're not ready for them. You know, you might have different situations. Some people might have lots of money in the bank, and therefore when bad things happen, you know, they fall back on their money. You know, they might, you know, go on vacation, they might do something different. But the question is, you know, what are you going to do? The best way to deal with it is to be prepared. And as a believer in Christ, the best way to be prepared, in my opinion, is to let God know that He's in charge. He's the one that you're counting on, that no matter what happens, that you're going to be okay, that everything's going to be fine. So let Him know that you put your trust in Him and that you're believing by faith that everything is going to be good. And if you do that, I trust that you will be better off. Now, if for some reason you're in a situation today where you don't know, first of all, maybe you don't know God. Maybe you don't even believe that there is a God. You know, maybe this is that place where you have to start thinking about, if God is real, what does that mean for me? If God isn't real, well, then it doesn't probably mean anything for you. You can just go on with life as it is if you're not a believer. But if God is real and His word is true, then you need to know what to do to be prepared for when life hands you that final curveball, if you will. So I encourage you today to think about that. Or maybe you're in that situation today and you're wondering for yourself, well, how do I know if God is real? And how can I know? What can I do so that I can know if God is real? Because maybe, you know, a lot of folks out there don't believe. They kind of go on with life as though somehow everything is going to be fine. The life that I'm living is the life I'm living. And when it's over, that's the end of the world. There is no more. But you know what? That may not be the truth. And unfortunately, we don't have an answer, all of us, to be able to say definitively, you know, I know for a fact that when life is over, there's nothing else. But we do know from God's word that God has made Himself available to us. So I encourage you, if you don't know God today and you're facing that curveball possibly, I'm wondering, you know, what am I going to do? Find out. Get yourself a Bible or download the Bible app on your phone and read the Gospel of John. I promise you that you will at least come to the place where you can know for sure whether or not God is real. Trust Him, would you?